Hi, hello again. Welcome to second session, Holochain, FOSDEM. This is the session about Holochain architecture. So in here, we'll be talking about what you need to consider and what you need to think about in order to architect a good Holochain application. And the sort of things that you need to be thinking about. Sorts of mechanisms and primitives that Holochain as a framework offers, and the sort of designs that you can build on top of those. So I'm going to do this with a very practical example that's going to take up the most of this session. But first, this is the kind of questions that you should be asking yourself when you are going to develop a Holochain application. So as we've introduced in the intro session, a Holochain application is basically a game. So a game is a DNA with has some things, some mechanisms that can be published, created. So I can make a tweet, I can vote for this person, whatever. And a game is called a DNA in our Holochain. And a Holochain application can be composed out of many different DNAs, right? So, first question is, well, how many DNAs will our application have? And for this, we have to drill down a little bit more. And for each DNA, we have to ask ourselves, what membrane does the DNA have? So, who is allowed to enter this game and who is not? This is one of the most basic primitives and mechanisms that Holochain offers, in the sense that you can define the criteria by which an agent is allowed to enter in this network. So maybe this is a password that they have to introduce. Maybe it's some cryptographic signature that you require of them to enter in the network. Whatever. You can basically code whatever function you want. And then we drill down in a little more detail into the DNA, and we ask what zones does this DNA have? And zones, you can think of zones as really modules. Like in a microservice architecture, you have different services that are pluggable and exchangeable. And this is at a functional level, more or less the same concept, although you cannot plug and remove zones, because if you remember, once you've defined all the zones, all the code of your DNA code, that's hashed, so you cannot ever change that without changing the hash. So inside every zone, you have to think about, okay, what entry types do I want to for the zone to support? So maybe it's a tweet which has a content and the author and the timestamp in which it has been created. What some functions it exposes. So think about this as basically REST endpoints. You can think about this. It's really more some function that you call via WebSockets, and you say execute this function in this zone. And then finally, the validation rule. So each zone is responsible to validate the entries that zone has created, right? So it has to come with its own validation rules. And then the validation rules of the DNA are for every type of entry, the rules that zone defines of it. So now what I want to do is try to come up with a design of a Discord clone. So I think you all know.